Reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, page 534, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, we are in item 161. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The writings of Bala Sulam, page 534, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 161. Rav. So, I'm drawing here what we already spoke of. And the way it emerged. In the Patsufim, which are Metzach. Of Rosh the Sag, and then we have Olam Atzilut, the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And here is the Shvira, the shattering. Okay.
According to these lines, it's already clear where we are. We want to talk about the Atzilut. And not even Atzilut, but about the ascent of the Olamot, the worlds. Maybe Kuf Samach at least or something. Start from the beginning.
Explaining the ascent of the Olamot, item 155. The main difference between the Patsufim of Ak and the Patsufim of the world of Atzilut is that Patsufim of Ak are from Tzimtzum Aleph, where each degree contains 10 complete sefirot. Also, there is only one kli in the 10 sefirot, the kli of Malchut. But the first 9 sefirot are only considered lights. Conversely, the Partsufim of Atzilut are from Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, as it is written in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. When he associated rachamim, mercy, with din, judgment, midat ha-din, quality of judgment, which is malchut, rose and connected to bina, which is midat ha-rachamim, quality of mercy, and they were conjoined. Thus, a new siyum was placed over the upper light in the place of bina. The malchut that ends the guf rose to bina the guf, which is Tiferet, at the place of the Chazeh. And the coupling Malchut at the Pe de Rosh rose to Bina de Rosh, called Nikveh Naim. Thus, the level of the Partsufim diminished into Galgalta Enaim, which are Keter Chochma in Kelim, at the level of Vak without a Rosh, which is Nefesh Ruach in lights. Hence, they are deficient of the Achap, the Kelim, which are Bina and Zon, and the lights Neshama Chaya Yechida.
Questions? It's unclear, you don't get it, or it's clear, but there's no questions. Don't be shy, Gershon. It's unclear and you don't get it. Okay. So start something asking from soul, know where to start. Know that before the emanation, or that before the emanated beings were emanated, this is where you want to start.
What does it mean that the Partsufim are only from the Bechina, the Partsufim of Atzilut are only from the Bechina of Galgalta and the Naim? What does it mean?
This later. This harder. Let's start with
טוב, אז כנראה שהעלאת העולמות זה...
Okay, then probably it's too early for us to talk about the ascent of the worlds. We have learned that in the Paltzuf there are five parts.
Keter Chochma Bina Zaran Pinan Malchut,
or Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. It doesn't matter how you call it. If I can work with Bchinat Dalet, it's Galgalta, Gimel A, Bet, Sag, Ma. Aleph, it's Upper Ma, Shoresh, it's Bon Elyon. This is how it is with the Paltzufim of Ak. Meaning that there are five parts. When we're talking about the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar, then we have the Prina of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. Shoresh is the thought of creation, it's the creator. Aleph, it's how the creator created the will to receive and filled it with all the light that it wanted to give to the will to receive. Bet is that the will to receive wants to overcome and says that I don't want to receive, but I want to be like the creator to bestow. And this Prina Bet, it then gives birth and practice the desire to receive. The creator in Prina Shoresh created Prina Aleph, Bina, that became a bestower like Prina Shoresh has created Prina Gimel. Is it clear? This is okay. Good. And then what follows is that you have the Malchut. The Malchut is special. It doesn't come from above as if. It wants to receive in and of itself more and more. That because the Bina has created the will to receive in Prina Gimel, this will to receive, as it started to receive, suddenly discovered that it really wants to receive. Not because the Bina wants to bestow. Not because he wants to become like the host. He has no ideology. He has no intention nor to bestow. He wants to receive. He wants to enjoy. And then Prina Gimel becomes Prina Dalet. And Prina Dalet receives. It's not yet called in order to receive because there's no prohibition or condition, but receives. When at the end, Prina Dalet, when she feels that she receives, then immediately she makes a tzimtzum because she feels the difference between herself and the creator and the bestower. So, what follows is, now, back to what we're talking about, that Prina Gimel is the will to receive, that comes from Prina Bet, that this is how Bina gave birth to it. And Prina Dalet is that same desire that developed from Bina wanted to add of itself the will to receive, the will to enjoy. Where the difference between these desires is that it's not a big or a small will to receive, meaning in size, but it's all qualitatively wise, that Prina Gimel was born this way from the Bina, and therefore receives. You can't even say that it's reception. Because this is how it was born. Can we say about a baby that he takes, that he comes to you and grabs something, do you get mad at him? What does he understand? This is how he was born. This nature. Whereas Pchina Dalet, it adds to this nature a will of its own. And it goes and enjoys. Therefore, there's pleasure in Pchina Dalet. That it doesn't simply identify that Bina gave birth to it this way. And she suckles something from Ima, for example. No, but she's going to receive more and more according to his decision. Not the decision that was made at the Bina, that the Rosh of Zeranpin is in Bina. But the Malchut says, no, I want. And therefore, in it, on this decision of I want, is felt shame. And Tzimtzum on this shame, on the decision of Pchina Daled, that she has added of herself to the desire that she has received from above, and added of herself, this is called yearning, ishtokekut. But no matter how you put it, we have two desires in order to receive, Pchina Gimel and Pchina Daled. And we reach a state where in Tzimtzum Bet, Pchina Gimel and Pchina Daled became restricted. These desires, because it is impossible to use them to receive in order to bestow. And there is a possibility to use only the desires of Shorish Aleph and Bet in the desire to bestow itself, but to receive in order to bestow, there's not enough strength to do it. So, look at the sketch. Here we have the Kilim of bestowal. And here, in the worlds of Bia, the vessels of reception.
Barur.
Is it clear? That's it. And in between them, Parsa. That separates between the two. In the vessels of bestowal, you can use them as much as you want, freely, please go ahead. There you always have the ability to use them. In the vessels of reception, that's something that's forbidden to use. So what do? There's a trick. There is a solution. We will take from the vessels of reception a part and elevate it and include it in the vessels of bestowal, and we'll include another part in the vessels of bestowal and another one. And this way, by many such ins and outs, will pass kelim, desires, from below the parsa to above the parsa. This is called achap of aliyah. It's very hard to write here. It's called achap of aliyah. What's the difference? The difference is very special. That if here I have a kli, what I do with it? I don't use the kli itself, which is supposed the will to receive. I don't use it. I insert it into the will to bestow, for it to integrate there. to integrate there, to add of its own strength there, but it will aid the will to bestow. That's called the achap of ascent, integration. But as a result of it being nonetheless the will to receive, that it uses the vessels of bestowal, then these vessels of bestowal have some kind of illumination from the light of Chokhmah, that also the will to receive participates with them. So on the one hand, it's called the Chap of Aliyah. On the other hand, there is the addition of light here, Chokhmah, but only when you ascend above the Parsat Atzilut. This is what we can do. And then, this way, we can raise all of our kelim, 99% of them, besides Lev Aven, the heart of stone. The Lev Aven remains here. Remains below here. There's nothing you can do with it. It can't integrate with the vessels of bestowal. It can't. Simply can't enter, can't become integrated, and therefore it's beneath. But over a period of the 6,000 years, we raise all of the kelim of bestowal and also of reception that can integrate in the will to bestow. Then what we have left is only a naked, stony heart of stone without any additions, without anything. Then, from above, from then, so. First of all, then these 99%, they ascend to the En Sof, and from En Sof comes a special light that works on the Lev Aven, that's called Rav Pali Mekabtziel, or Mashiach. And then, I don't know how, but it influences the Lev Aven, that the Lev Aven can be corrected, and then the Lev Aven, maybe, so it seems to me, that it ascends and is integrated in Atzilut, in order to later, from the Atzilut, to return with the world of Atzilut and spread down to the Siyum of Raglin. Probably these are the actions that have to happen. Maybe I did see this someplace, but I can't remember. The Lev Aven, as if, has to join the Zivug that's above, and then come back to its place with all those kelim from the world of Bia, and then the darkness shall shine as the light, and Gmar Tikkun. That's called this is the matter of the ascension of the worlds. There's an entire methodology around it, but as a principle. Okay? Good. Yeah. Ask. Let's first talk about it. Let's get used to these things. We need familiar words, concepts.
I know that you already answered it several times before, but the whole issue of Achap de Aldia district, a situation is made that there is a complete separation, the pasa, between vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal, and eventually there has to be an element that brings them closer.
Still, it's possible to rise above the parsa.
So it's either something is pushing them from below or pulling them from above or both. What is going on here exactly?
There is attraction from above, but you also have to scrutinize, because after the Shvira, in each and every discernment, you have the Lev Aven. Even the thinnest and so on, you have their a bit of a malchut there that it can't correct in order to bestow. And therefore, first and foremost, you scrutinize the kelim, and what kelim come there from shorish, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, and accordingly, you elevate them above the parsa. So there are several stages in the correction of the kelim here.
How do you start this dynamic from the point of
everything's from above? The light of Ein Sof works through all the worlds, and it compels. It's obliging. You don't feel it on yourself that you're awakening. Sorry for saying so, but...
I'm happy about this question, actually. But still, something doesn't... After there's a separation, a complete separation, the palsa, there is no motion, and then comes the upper light and makes the scrutinies you mentioned.
If from below you have a certain will to receive that is revealed, then it can ascend above the palsa, no problem. There's no prohibition over the vessels of bestowal. A vessel of bestowal can be any place, like the Creator.
So if I understand you correctly, some upper light comes that splits that crosses the palsa.
The upper light has no problems.
And creates the scrutiny and the motivate the lower one to act.
Yeah.
Something should happen on my part?
There are several conditions. There's the awakening from above and the awakening from below.
No.
Yeah.
Until Achabda Aliyah, we know that the Masachim ascend, descend, the light expands. So what is the ascending Achab? The desire rises, the Reshimot rises, the light rises. What rises?
We learned about the Gadlut de Mina Aleph, Gadlut de Mina Bet, that the Gadlut of Mina Aleph, the Gadlut of the first kind, is that the Achab joins the Galgalta and the Naim above its place by integrating with the Galgalta and the Naim. So there is the matter of ascent. There is the matter of ascent, that part of the potsuv can rise above where it is, above its place. Why? Because below it was connected to the lower part that fell in it, and when the upper ascends, he cleaves on to the upper and ascends with it. Meaning,
יש לנו
that
עליון ותחתון.
There's the upper and there's the lower, right?
עכשיו.
Now.
אחב. אחב דעליון.
אחב of the upper. And the גלגלת עיניים of the lower. This condition is called katnut. Everyone understands this. Everyone gives an elbow to his neighbor. A friendly elbow. That's not friendly enough. I can't hear you. Okay. There's a limit to love. Don't kill each other. So, look, what's up there? The Achab of Elyon is in the Galgalta and Anayim of the Tachton. Is that clear? This state is called Katnut. Everyone? Katnut. Good. What comes later? What comes afterwards? A new light. comes a new light. And what does it do? It elevates the Ahab, it gives Gadlut to the upper Paltzuf. The Ahab ascends, but the Galgalta and the Naim that were together with the Ahab this way, they too ascend, because they were in Dvikut with the Ahab. Look what Dvikut means. How it breaks all boundaries, elevates us from degree to degree. There's no other way about it. Why do we all the time talk about Dvikut, Dvikut? Because it's an opportunity to ascend from one degree to the next. So here, Galgalta Enayim of the lower with Ahab Delion, these are 10 Sefirot. And then they ascend to the Galgalta and the Naim. This is the matter of the ascent of the degrees. So what's the question?
So first of all, what rises here, if I understand it correctly, eventually what we gain here is that the Galgalta and Naim of the low one rise above the Parsa.
Yes.
Now, which kind of upper one, Itzachap, is in Bia that you can rise with? Who is that upper one that has the Ahab?
Atzilut.
So Ahab of Atzilut.
I don't want to tell you what Pchinot from Zeranpin, from Malchut. Yeah. The Kelim of Atzilut have fallen into Bia. If you adhere to these Kelim, then you have an ascent. When does it happen? That if over a period of a week you adhere to the Ahab of the upper, then the Ahab Dalia elevates you in the Shabbat, the first descent and the beginning of the Shabbat, and in the Musaf, and then in the Mincha comes the biggest descent. That's how it's called. But you have to work for a week. Week meaning what? Six, more correctly put, five discernments, because the sixth day it already, but you have to work on them in order for the ascent to happen, the ascent called Shabbat. Therefore Shabbat is so holy, unique, special. You don't work on Shabbat because the upper does the work. You finished. There are the 6 days of work, and the seventh is the ascent. Right?
In general, what is the benefit of this process where at first, by the shattering, we get in every particle of desire the mixture of the stony heart, and then...
Excellent. Otherwise, how can you correct it? The stony heart is everything that separates between us and the Creator. And thanks to the stony heart, we exist as created beings. So how can we correct Him for us to remain created beings and become like the Creator? These are the special corrections. If you have any other invention, great.
No, I don't have any other invention, but the question is, why after that the scrutiny has to be made once again and to reach a pure stony heart?
When? What do you mean by pure?
In the scrutiny of all the desires, we come to a hap of ascent, and then eventually a pure stony heart remains?
Don't say pure, say clean.
Okay, clean, excuse me. And I don't understand what the benefit is.
Because you made all the scrutinies. It is upon you to scrutinize what is bad in essence, which is the stony heart, which is the will to receive that can never become like the Creator, and therefore I do not want to be in any kind of contact with it. I clean from it. I get out of it everything that you can. And with that, I'm adhered to the Creator. Really, it's this chemical system where I get everything out of the stony heart. And it remains in its pure form, as they say. Okay. And after that, I've also learned what the stony heart is and what are the first nine, meaning the attributes of the Creator and the attributes of Leva'evan. I'm adhered to the attributes of the Creator 100% because I'm not boss over the Leva'evan. That's how the Creator created it. And then what follows is that Leva'evan is corrected from above. This is the last action of Gemara Tikkun.
And then I do not identify with the stony heart at all.
You do not identify with throughout all the actions of the Achap of Aliyah, that you want to disconnect from it and be in Atzilut with all of the vessels of reception as much as you can be in Atzilut. And all of these Kelim are those that were integrated by the Shvirah, the vessels of bestowal, the vessels of reception, and then you can make the separation, separate from this Leva'evan, and to elevate them, to ask for them to be corrected. And this is how we correct everything. I think that the process itself is pretty clear. Ask.
What is the addition that the created being or a human being gets when he performs such an action?
I'll tell you, it's a good question. The fact that I detach the vessels of bestowal that fell into or under the authority of the Leva'evan. Guys, listen up. This is good for you, because until you start discerning these things, it takes a lot of time, so it can save time for you. The vessels of bestowal fell into the vessels of reception. I scrutinize the vessels of bestowal and elevate them. By that, I also correct everything that there is besides Leva'evan in these kelim, meaning I understand it. I feel the Leva'evan. I'm integrated with it in something, but in a way that still I'm not included with it, but with all of those incorporations that can be with it from the Galgal to Andenai, meaning that by that I bring to the world of Atzilut tremendous lights because I elevate the vessels of reception. And the light of Chokhmah comes to them. And only in Ikvata Demshicha that the Leva'evan itself becomes revealed. Then there is Chutzpat Izget, there is insolence there, that there is no power to do the correction. Then comes the Rav Pealim Mekabtziel, where all of those corrections that we did throughout the 6,000 years, they act together, and the stony heart is corrected. It's unclear how. It's unclear how is it possible. Probably we do all the actions that occur in the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar besides Prinat Shorish, and then in Prinat Shorish, also that Shorish of the Leva'evan is corrected, the Nekuda Shchora. Well, there's a lot to say here, but
you already answered it, but I want to scrutinize the process again. If I understand correctly, Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, every time separates Malchut from itself. All the Masochim work this way, if I understand it correctly. And then comes a state where you cannot use the Masochim anymore, so this is Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and then there is shattering.
Suppose, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
When they have used up the Tzimtzum Aleph, meaning that you can no longer receive in order to bestow, Then comes the turn of these kelim that are corrected by Tzimtzum Bet. Yeah. Good? What? Quickly only.
Where is Galgalta Einayim in Bia? Everything are vessels of reception, so how come there's Galgalta and Einayim there?
No. It can't just be vessels of reception. There's no such thing that you have half a goof. Impossible. But there are vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal, everywhere. The question is, what do you use? Yeah.
At the end of the process, you said that we raise one part at a time and the stony heart Leva Even remains below. But in Biyah, the way I understand it, there are many vessels of reception.
Meaning you elevate all of the Achaps to Atzilut besides Leva Even. It's unrelated to the Achap. It's unrelated to Achap. It's revealed from your work where there is the will to receive that previously was hidden, and now it's revealed and you discover that you can't do anything with it. So you leave it and you influence, you work on all the rest. From this, learn how to perform spiritual work to discover thus far I can, and below this I can't, so I'll do what I can do.
But you said that you raise the Ahaps, but what rises in the first kind of Gadlut is Galgalta Einayim. So this is what I can't understand. Which kind of Ahap rise? There is Ahap of Atzilut. This is what I asked before. You said that there is Ahap of Atzilut, which is the elevator. Okay, I understand that. Suppose I understand that. But Galgalta and Einayim, which are in Biyah, this is what rises above. And now you said that the Ahaps are what rising. So I don't understand how vessels of receptions, which we have decided several times before that we do not work with them in order to bestow.
When they're integrated of the vessels of Atzilut, right? Then, that way, they ascend to Atzilut. Here I gave you an example from the upper and the lower. So, why is that not okay?
Because below the parsa there are vessels of reception.
Also in the vessels of bestowal. By the shattering, you have all the kilim there. There's a pile of kilim there. You have to shine on them and start elevating them.
Meaning the vessels of bestowal below in Biyah, this is Galgalta and I'm of zone that broke. These are the kelim.
Vachaps too. Yeah. Okay, I get. I understand. Yeah.
Since we started talking about Leva Even, there are so many questions.
This is the only thing that they need to correct, the Leva Even. Can you give an example of what the Leva Even is? You can't give an example. How can you show a person what the Leva Even is after he corrects what he can correct, and for sure he can do more, then he sees the Leva Even. Does the created being have the ability to scrutinize the Kelim, or everything is done by a force from above?
We never correct anything. We never scrutinize anything by ourselves because we have no light that scrutinizes and corrects and moves all the worlds and parts of fame. It's not us. We just need to summon these actions. Just ask. This is why all our work is in the 10, in connection to ask. This is all the craft and the work of the lower ones. This is why our work is called the work of the Creator. By this, we scrutinize what I can ask now, demand, cry, and thank God.
so that more and more corrections will happen to me. And to me means to the ten and to the world and to the Creator. Out of my action, out of my raising of man. This is why everything is obtained only by the prayer, by raising man. Moscow.
Rav, we're talking about the correction of the soul of Adam HaRishon. And what precedes this, what precedes the shattering of Adam HaRishon, how was it born, what brought to its shattering?
Exactly like the world of Nikudim. There is nothing else. We hardly learn about Adam HaRishon. You can see it also in Talmud Esel Sfirot and in other parts. If you learn about the world, then you know what happens with the Kli. Adam HaRishon is 10 Sfirot. In all of these Sfirot, the same processes happen that happen here. It's the same thing. What's the difference? He's only called Adam HaRishon. It's a Partsuf. Good. I'm happy that today you are in such a large quantity. Moscow. There's another question. Please, by all means.
Tell us, please, in the Gadlut of the first type, where's the Rosh, where's the Guf?
In Gadlut of the first kind, there's a Partsuf that goes up entirely to the upper one with the Achap of the lower one. The Achap of the upper one. So the Rosh is the Rosh of the upper one, and the Guf is the Guf of the upper one, to which the lower one joins, like a pregnant woman. The lower one is in her. And this is called Gadlut of the first type.
So it turns out that also Galgal Te'enayim of the lower joins the Achap of the upper, and those 10 Sfirot are created. There needs to be a Rosh here. Galgal Te'enayim of the lower one. What is that for the sake of this?
No. There's no Rosh here. Galgal Te'enayim of the lower one. When they enter with the Achap of the upper one, they don't work like the Rosh. Compared to the Rosh of the upper one, they work like an addition they build. It's like, again, it's like an embryo in its mother's womb. Does it have a head? It has one, but it doesn't work with it. It's annulment of the lower one to the upper one. He's included in it. Okay, so we're moving on to, where are we?
We're in 155.
Can you, what are you like? Can you continue? All right, quickly.
I have two questions about the stony heart, if it's possible.
Normally, there are plenty of questions about the stony hearts, but they are. But there's hardly nothing to answer. It's the will to receive that cannot be influenced by the upper light, so that a masach, a screen, will be created in it in order to bestow. This is called the stony heart.
So the correction of the stony heart, does it matter if it's on a weekday or on the Sabbath?
Oh, what are you asking? What does it matter? Of course not. It's not on a weekday, it's not on Shabbat, it's not anywhere.
If we reach the cessation of the the stony heart without by correcting everything else. That means that we're just attaining it. We have mocha, but we don't have liba. We have mind, but not heart.
No. With your mind, you attain how much you can't. You don't attain how much you can use it.
Is there a connection between the name Lev Haven, the stony heart, and the fact that we can't feel it?
Yes. Through it, you can't attain or feel the Creator as we do it with our other desires. Alright, last one. You don't want to? No need to. Let's go, where are we?
155. Though it was been clarified here, and the Parzufim of Atzilut attained the illumination of Mochin, Rab Sag, which lower from the Kvei Naim back to the Peh, like in the first restriction, and attain again the Achap of Kilim and the Neshama Chaya Yechida of lights. Although this was beneficial only in the Pchina of the 10 Sefirot of Rosh of the Parzufim and not their Gufim, not their bodies, because these Mochin did not extend from Peh downwards, and therefore also after the Mochin of Gadlut, the Gufim remained in Tzimtzum Bet like at the time of Katnut. Therefore, all five Parzufim of Atzilut were considered to having only 10 Sefirot, which emerge on Aviyut of Prina Aleph, which is the level of Zeranpin, Vak without a Rosh, which is called the level of Ma. And they clothe upon the level of Ma, the five Parzufim of Ak, meaning from Tabur downwards of the five Parzufim of Ak.
Again,
156. It's been explained above, and item 124, that raising of man for the second Ibur, the Parzufim of Atzilut obtained the illumination of Mochin from Absag of Ak, which lowers the lower hay from Nikvei Naim back to her place at the Peh, as in Tzimtzum Aleph in the first restriction. Thus, they regain the Achap of Kilim and Neshama Chaya Yechida of lights, yet this helped only to the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh of the Parzufim, but not to their Gufim. Since these Mochin did not spread from Peh down to their Gufim. Therefore, even after the Mochin of Gadlut, the Gufim remained in Tzimtzum Bet, in the second restriction, as during the Katnut. Hence, all the five Parzufim of Atzilut are considered to have only the level of the 10 Sefirot that emerge on Aviyut of Prina Aleph, which is the level of Zeranpin, Vak without Rosh, called the level of Ma. And they clothe upon the level of Ma of the five Parzufim of Ak, meaning from Tabur of the five Parzufim of Ak downward.
Read
157.
Maybe clear.
Thus, Parzuf Atik of Atzilut clothes Parzuf Keter of Ak from its Tabur down, and receives its bounty from the level of Ma of Parzuf Keter of Ak there. And Parzuf Arich Anpin of Atzilut clothes Parzuf Ab de Ak from Tabur down, and receives its bounty from the level of Ma of Ab Deak that is there. And Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut clothed the Parzufim of Sag of Ak from Tabur down, and received their abundance from the level of Ma of Sag there. Zon of Atzilut clothed Parzuf Ma and Bon of Ak from Tabur down and receive their bounty from the level of Ma, of Partsuf Ma and Bon Avak. Thus, each of the five Partsufim of Atzilut receives from its corresponding Partsuf in Ak only Vak without a Rosh, called the level of Ma. And even though there is Gar in the Roshim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut, only the Mochin that expand from Pe down into their Gufim, which are merely Vak without a Rosh, are taken into consideration.
This is what the Partsufim of Atzilut have. This is why all of Atzilut is called the new Ma. Continue. Let's get to know this matter in general.
Item 158. This does not mean that each of the five Partsufim of Atzilut clothes its corresponding Prina in Ak, since this is impossible. Since the five Partsufim of Atzilut clothe one atop the other, and so do the five Partsufim of Atzilut. Rather, this means that the level of each Partsuf of the Partsufim of Atzilut aims to its corresponding Prina in the five Partsufim of Ak, from which it receives its bounty.
Although in practice they don't clothe in this way, Partsufim over Partsufim, Keter Datsilut over Keter Dak, Chochma Datsilut over Chochma Dak, but because Ak, meaning all the Partsufim of Ak, clothe one another and the Partsufim of Atzilut clothe one another, but there is still a connection through all the Partsufim from one another, with one another. They receive through it. Go on.
159. For the Mochin to flow from the Peh down to the Gufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut, it has been explained in item 141 that erasing Man from the lower ones is required when the completion of the ten sefirot of the second kind are given to them, which suffices for the Gufim as well. There are three discernments in these Man that the lower ones raise. When they raise Man from Aviyut de Prinat Bet, ten sefirot at the level of Prina of Bina emerge, called the level of Sag. These are Mochin of the light of Neshama. And when they raise Man from Aviyut of Prina Gimel, ten sefirot at the level of Chochma emerge, which are called the level of Ab. These are Mochin of the light of Chaya. And when they raise Man from Aviyut of Prina Dalet, the ten sefirot at the level of Keter emerge, which are called the level of Galgalta. These are Mochin of the light of Yechida.
You can see in Ha'ilan, in the drawings, how the five, drawing number three, how the Potsufim clothe one another, the light of Ensof, then Ab Sagma Bon, and then the five Potsufim of Atzilut, Atik, Arichanpin, Yesut, and Zon. And these lines, how each of the Potsufim of Atzilut dresses over the part of Ma that is in the world of Adam Kadmon. Okay. Let's go.
Veda shatachtonim hareuim la'alot man hanal hemrak.
Item 160. Know that the lower ones that are suitable for raising man are only considered nefesh ruach neshama of tzadikim, of the righteous, which are already included in Bia and can raise man to zon of atzilut, considering their upper one. At that time, the Zon raise Man to their upper one, which are Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima higher still until they reach the Partsufim of Ak. Then the upper light descends from Ein Sof to the Parzufim of Ag on the man that they rose to. And there, the level of 10 Sefirot emerges according to the measure of Aviyut of the man that they raised. If it is from Pchina Bet, it is the level of Neshama. If it is from Pchina Gimel, it's the level of Chaya, and so on. From there, the Mochin descend degree by degree through the Parzufim of Ag until they arrive at the Parzufim of Atzilut. And they also travel degree by degree through all the Parzufim of Atzilut until they arrive at the Parzufim of Zon of Atzilut, which impart these Mochin upon the Nefesh Ruach Neshama of the Tzadikim that raised these man from Bia. This is the rule in that the initiation of Mochin comes only from Ein Sof, and no degree can raise man or receive bounty except from its adjacent upper one.
Okay. Yeah.
So what does it mean that these parts in the five Parzufim of Atzilut, what does it mean that they're receiving from the five Parzufim of Ak? It still moves through...
Each one can receive only from its corresponding Bchina.
But here he writes that who's the adjacent upper one to him? He said that he has to get it from the adjacent one from above him.
Now, you have by way of transference. Did you see the drawing? So, of course, each one receives through the degree, right? The lower one always receives from its adjacent upper one. But from what Bchina are you receiving? From the corresponding Bchina in Ak? For example, Parzuf Atik receives from Ma de Galgalta. Look. In Hebrew, it's page 372. Parzuf Atik, the dotted line, receives from Ma de Galgalta, right? This is why Atzilut is called the new Ma. So what happens here? When it receives from Ma de Galgalta, of course it receives Ma de Galgalta through Ab Sag Ma Bon. It comes to Rosh de Atzilut. That's what happens.
What in Bon? Meaning, does it go through Bon?
It goes through all the Potsofim. It goes by, it's called by way of transference. You get from the government something, some package. But it goes to many hands until you get it. And it adds to each Potsof its own discernments. Because it raises man and works in order to bestow each and every one.
What part in the five Parzufim of Ak is the last part that moves to Atzilut? Is it Bon of Bon, according to the diagram?
It's all according to Zivugim Daka that we will learn, because it's done by raising man. In English, the drawing is on page 585. These deficiencies rise to Rosh de Sag, and Sag begins to work. In the writings of Bala Sulam, you'll find the drawing on page 585. Because the Tzilut belongs to Sag. It's a branch that emerged from Sag. Okay?
No.
Yeah?
אני לא מדבר על העברה, אני רוצה לשאול...
I'm not talking about how it's passed on. I want to scrutinize that the coarser the lower one is, you need greater light to correct it.
Yes, of course. So what's the question?
That's it, thank you.
More of youth means more desire. So you need a bigger light to correct it. Yeah. Yes.
Can we see the diagram for a moment? What's the reason that the worlds of Atzilut and Bia were created only after the shattering and not after the second restriction? What actually begets a world?
Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya are worlds that emerged out of the breaking, out of broken kelim, out of the scrutiny and correction and sorting of the broken kelim. Had it not been for the shattering, they would not have emerged.
What gives birth to a world? It's not a parzuf, it's a world. What begets it? How is it created?
It's created by having five zivugim de'aka, each of which begets a parzuf. So you have five parzufim that are connected together and they form a world. Yes. No, there was another one over there. Someone else. Yes.
When we learned about the parzufim of Ak, we understood that we don't use the part below Tabu, like for Ak, for example.
Below Tabu de Ab?
Below the general Tabu.
There is no Ab below the general Tabu.
There isn't, and he writes here that in Achan Pin of Atzilut, clothes on Ma'av Ab.
Oh, that's something else. Yeah. What we learn is how all the parts of him work in and of themselves. But for the lower one, the upper parts of can be anywhere and in any way. There is no problem for Patsuf to descend below Tabu de Golgata, for example, the Patsufim of Ab, in order to bestow upon the lower ones, or in general, anywhere. If you're going to bestow on the lower ones, and you're included in their kelim, and you work toward them, then you're not doing something with you in mind, with your own kelim. You work with kelim that initially are only to bestow, and even more than to bestow. They're not kelim of Bina. You're working with finer kelim than Bina, because you're taking the lower one and you work only for the sake of the lower one. This is why you can be above the Tabu, below the Tabu. It makes no difference. In short, for the purpose of working for the lower ones, the upper ones can come down and tend to them, and there are no limitations on that. It's called, I am the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity, tum'ah. Now, there was someone else here? Yes.
I want to continue that question. It's written that we do receive mochin, which is the light of Chokhmah, no?
Yep, normally.
And we receive below Tabu?
Yes.
So does mochin go through this?
Again, understand that with regard to what are we talking about? You have light of Chokhmah everywhere. It fills up all of reality. The question is, to what extent are there parzufim that can reveal it? If an upper parzuf wants to reveal something to the lower one, it takes the lower one and does something on it, it's got no limitations.
Meaning every lower parzuf adds to Galgalta the light of Chokhmah.
Of course.
And fills it.
Yes. To begin with, in Malchut Ein Sof too, there is nothing more than light of Nefesh. And also it's Nefesh. Everything that is added to her is only through the work of the lower ones. Okay, I see that. It's the terrible days.
I didn't understand the connection between, I'm sorry for sitting for a moment, between the Partsuf of Atik and Ma of Ak. In the diagram, there's line there also of what you answered to Mila earlier. What's the connection between the two? I didn't understand.
Parzuf Atik is Keter Datsilut. And Garigalta is also Keter of the world of Adam Kadmon. What's the connection between them?
Yes.
Parzuf Atik draws, receives from Ma, from the part of Ma, of Parzuf Keter Deak.
The part of the Ma, I didn't understand. Ma is not Galgalta.
If you divide the Parzuf into five parts, five internal Parzufim, then Atik receives from Ma the Galgalta.
Why specifically not from Ma and not from...
It's its nature. It's how it's born, how it emerges. It comes out of Sag. What comes out of Sag is called Ma.
Oh, because it emerges from Sag, I understood.
Right. Okay, let's move on to...